Chapter 18. She shouldn't be nervous or scared, but she is. That's how Mickey is built. She glances in her rearview mirror as she races up the steep highway into the mountains. 6 bot cop utility vehicles follow her, on the commander's orders. This is her show, her first, but something about it bothers her. There are too many bot cops. When the stolen Corvette's identity interface signaled its location along the reserve border, Mickey assured Moses Khan she could handle it on her own, with a bot or two for backup. The commander insisted on 6 units. Overkill. But why? Is it because he doesn't trust her? She parks the car at the eastern edge of the reserve and signals the bot cops to do the same. They'll go the rest of the way on foot. They're heavily armed, with Mercy 72s. Too much firepower, she thinks. The Mercy 72 is the compassionate weapon of choice among the Hubot elite, because the bullet is designed to target the victim's heart. Mickey's been told in training that it's quick and painless. Is Moses Khan trying to protect her? Trying to keep her safe in the reserve?
Detective, says a voice, cutting through the darkness. Central Command has visual imaging. Coordinates are Z29, X87.
The bot cops are lined up. Everyone's waiting for her command. That's better. Mickey Bo has to focus. She's got to retrieve this stolen car, which is apparently so important that a small army has been dispatched to retrieve it. A small army carrying mercies. Everything is going to be fine. Order has to be maintained. Do your job. Mickey steps forward, and the bot cops fall in behind her. She's half a foot taller than any of them, the only Hubot in the group, the one in charge. She draws the Mercy 72 handgun from her belt and takes off the safety. But she can't help hoping she won't have to use it. It doesn't occur to her that, just by thinking this, she is already a traitor. Chapter 19.
No way!
Dubs is shaking his head.